following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the R&R Podcast Network. Welcome to the flagship edition of the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. A hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. Now, let's introduce your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to this bonus edition of the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. We're in this beautiful amphitheater in an undisclosed location. We have 300 people in the audience here. Nobody was tested for COVID because, God damn it, this is America, and we have the right to go and do whatever we want we please. That may change on November 3rd or after November 3rd, but for right now, they're here. They're not wearing masks. Well, the two gentlemen here with me are, but we're going to have a fun show. This is a bonus edition of Flagship. We're going to finally determine tonight, undisputably, who is going to be my best friend. With me right now is the one, the only, from the bromance with Vince Russo and the Brothers Grappler. I think he still does that. It is the Ocho. Good afternoon, Ocho. How are you?
It's wonderful to be here. And I have confirmation that every member of our studio audience wore their seatbelt today, which does prevent COVID.
I did not know that. That must have did the CDC just release that?
It's going to come out in about 8 weeks.
Okay. All right. Well, that's how Fauci
you got to be safe. Anyway. You got to be safe in all facets. You wear your seatbelt, you don't get COVID.
I did not know that. All right. Also with me right here is the other half of the Brothers Grappler. He is the co-creator, along with a guy that we'll no longer mention. Rest in peace, buddy. It is Grappler 6. How's it going, man? Thanks for being here.
Oh, Rob, it's going pretty good.
Are you excited to finally determine tonight who's going to be my best friend?
Excited?
I tried to amp up the enthusiasm for that, but I'm already fading. So
I don't know if that's the term, Rob. Excited?
I don't know if
I've used that or not. I'm sure there's other words coming to the top of my head, but I probably shouldn't say them right now. This is like a PG show, right?
No, never has been. I mean, speak freely.
Maybe not. You shouldn't just yet.
I probably shouldn't, but there is something I do want to ask you, Rob.
Okay. You're already taking over the show.
Yeah, well, whatever. So you got a little lippy. You got a little mouthy on Twitter the other day.
I did.
And yeah, you did. And, you know, I made a reference to something. I guess, what was it? This was the Hell in the Cell match, and this was Roman Reigns against which of the Usos?
Jay.
Okay. And then the other is Jimmy. Right. Yep. Okay. Yep. So it was Roman Reigns and Jey Uso in a one-on-one match, right? They were just one-on-one. Any stipulation, Rob?
It was an I Quit match inside the Hell in the Cell.
Oh, it was an I Quit.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, in the Hell in the Cell. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, so I happened to see the end of it or a little bit of the end of it or whatever. And there's the clip where I guess it's the finish. Is that the finish that I'm referring to?
Mostly, yes.
Okay. So I happened to see Jey Uso on the ground, and then apparently Roman Reigns and Jimmy Uso kind of over him, and they're kind of talking, you know, heads are close, kind of, and maybe their hands are, I think their hands are in contact, right?
Maybe not. I didn't see this, so help me out. Paint the scene for me, guys. I wasn't there.
At one point, you're right, Jimmy Uso came down to the ring. He recently had knee surgery, so he couldn't really get too physical, but he was there to take his brother, and he told Roman to stop. This is too much. We're family. You can't do this anymore. And Roman was on his knees, and he started to cry. You know, how could you do this to us? You know, this, and he even kind of broke down the fourth wall and said, "This is Josh. It's Josh and John," which is their real names. Jay is actual. His name is Josh. So he kind of, you know, broke kayfabe. Yeah.
The fourth wall and kayfabe.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Both at the same time.
You guys, this is intriguing. This is intriguing stuff. Carry on.
So this is Josh and John, man. Like, let's just stop all this right now. And Roman said, "You're right, man. You know, I'm sorry." And he started to cry, and they kind of embraced a little bit on the ground. They were like holding hands, whatever, and they're both kind of hugging each other. And all of a sudden, Roman got Jimmy in a very. I mean, he cinched it in, like it was just like a was a reverse. It wasn't a reverse chin lock. Was it a
textbook like guillotine or something?
No. It was a front chancery. Actually, it was a front chancery.
Is that like the rotary?
Can you smell that?
No, but it was it's a front chancery, and he choked out Jimmy, and then that's when Jay kind of came to and said, "Fine, I quit. That's it. It's over." So he actually ended up saying it, so Roman would release Jimmy.
It was a front face lock. It was a guillotine choke. Poorly applied, Rob. Did you see how sloppy that shit was?
He cinched that sucker in, man.
He cinched it in.
Yeah, I saw John Cena.
John Cena would have been proud. Is that like cinching in his STFU? How tight he was on that?
Well, I didn't think you knew that term. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
And you guys had this battle on Twitter. Am I hearing this? Because I'm new to the game here.
I mean, right? It was like one tweet. It was one tweet.
It was just one tweet. Maybe. He didn't engage. He just said, "We'll talk about it on the show." So here we are.
Here we are.
All right. The scene is painted. I got it.
I faxed you the gif of it, man. You didn't get it, Ocho?
No, because the problem is I have to plug my landline into my fax machine. And
Bottom line, Ocho, I'm going to make this quick. So he's got him in this shitty-ass guillotine, right? And he's choking out. He's choking Jimmy out. He's choking him out.
You're underselling it a lot. I'm just saying.
And then all of a sudden, Jimmy starts reaching for Jay's hand, who's just flopping on the, you know, he's still on the mat, right? He's still flopping on the mat.
He's flopping. Nobody would have tapped to this in the.
And he's grabbing at the leg, right? He's grabbing at his leg, right. Like help to his brother who's already dead, who was apparently beaten up by this guy who's now beating him up.
Oh, he got murdered. Yeah,
and okay, and then you know, so he's grabbing at the pants, and then all of a sudden he gets the hand, and then they're holding hands. And for the next 2 to 3 minutes, he's choking them while they're holding hands, Ocho. They might as well have been skipping in the park.
It was a beautiful moment between two brothers. I'm telling you, it was touching.
I mean, were they feeding ducks too? I mean, because it sounds like
only six feeds the ducks.
All right, this is it. It's the way you got again. You're painting it, and it sounds really absurd. And not that I pick sides, but what's holding his hand going to do? So they're both going to be dead now. Like, so Roman Reigns has an awful guillotine on somebody, but you say he cinched it in, Radical Robert.
If he had any thought process at all, he would have used it to kind of push that arm off of his head. But no, he wants to hold it
out of it pretty easy. Instead, he wanted the hand.
I would have popped my head out in an instant. But no, he wants to hold his brother's hand.
Hold on, he was trying to show like. No. Let me explain. He was trying to show solidarity between the two brothers. Like, I got you, man. I got you. And they're holding each other's. It was more their arm. They're like their wrist.
Romeo and Juliet, like when you die, I die, kind of thing. Like,
I mean, kind of. It just means, hey, I got your back, bro. You know, touching moment.
Yeah, I wasn't touched, Rob. I thought it was weak shit, Rob. I think it just goes right in line with what they've been producing for the last however long. You know, it's just garbage, dude.
Wow. It's
a pure filth fest. And No. And you're saying this is the best work of this guy's career? How dare you, dude?
No, it is. This whole angle.
Wait, what does that say about the level of his work?
Well, I mean, at one time he was.
Which guy? Was it the Uso guys or the Roman Reigns guy?
Roman. It's the best work of Roman's career.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sure. Which, I mean, he used to like do like nursery rhyme gimmicks and get, you know, like promos and stuff like that. So, I mean, the bar was low to begin with, right?
So if you've got a 140 average in bowling and you shoot a 150, you're saying it's the best game of your history, right? Like, is it really that good?
That's pure math, right?
Basically, what Rob's saying is any crumb is a meal. You know what I mean? Shit is so bad, he's willing to take anything and put it over.
Like biscuit crumbs, like Popeyes, I mean, or
that's survival 101.
And you would know a lot about that, Ocho. I've seen you in the woods with your chainsaw. Yeah, you know all about survival. You're a survivalist.
You betcha.
All right, is that it? Is there anything else you want to cover before we?
I'm disgusted with your thought process on that entire thing. But let's move on, Rob. We're clearly going to disagree on that, and that's okay.
Ever disagree. No,
there should be a right and wrong, not a disagree. I think we should get to who's right and who's wrong. I think we should do that.
Well, Ocho, you're the impartial one, right? You always act as the unbiased one. You can make a judge's ruling on that if you feel like it.
I mean, look, the way you guys painted it, it's literally like I'm there, front row, and I'm it's the hand holding thing. It's like the fun gesture, the solidarity, but like, it's supposed to be realistic. Like, why isn't one of them helping the other? Why isn't the other guy popping his head out of this sloppy guillotine technique that even Roman Reigns doesn't know how to do? So
hold on, before you make it. Right, sure. I have one more piece of evidence I'd like to give to you, sir.
I trust you.
I know you do. I know
we might be best friends later for all I know. I don't know.
I mean, that's foreshadowing, but I mean, who knows? So. Anything can happen.
With any luck.
All right. So, and maybe we didn't do a good job of describing this part. Jey Uso, who was in the match, was beaten down so badly by Roman Reigns. I mean, completely destroyed. I mean, he was knocked out for a good 2.5 minutes, right? So when he was coming to...
So the medical team came in, they did a concussion protocol, things
yes,
like that?
Yes, okay, they did. So when he was
finally... The match continue?
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I mean, it's a hell of a spell, man.
Yeah, makes sense. No, it's
there's no rules. So
yeah, makes sense.
When he was coming to, and he saw that his brother Jimmy was in the amazing front chancery that was cinched in completely, he didn't have enough strength to pull Roman off of him. That's why he just kind of tried to give him whatever lifeblood he had left by grabbing his wrist. It wasn't a hand; it was his wrist. And
just laying there like a wet noodle, just flopping in the wind.
So that was the best he can do, man.
That was much the
best
like the warrior do. Grabbing the ropes for his power, though, I guess. Maybe
it's
Rab.
Similar. It's similar.
So, like, force and being.
Well, you are a doctor, so, I mean, that's possible, right? There's a medical term for that, right?
Polarities, man. This is legit stuff. There are polarities, magnetisms that they really work. And sometimes just by engaging kinesiology into the other opponent, I mean, we've seen the science of the super kick. Obviously, I'm starting to sway a little bit, but I don't know. I wanted a right or wrong, and honestly, I can't make a definitive answer right now. So you're gonna have to count me out. I'm sorry. You guys are gonna have to disagree. I'm sorry, guys.
Is that okay, Six?
I'm fine with it.
Right. I'm fine with it. All right. Well, is there anything else you want to cover, or do you want to wrap it up here and get into the game show? We got a lot to. I mean, this is huge. Like, this is monumental. It's going
to
be.
You really have to do this game show, though.
No, Coacho, I told you last week. I faxed you the 8 pages front to back. Remember
that? I got. Yeah.
So you signed it. If you didn't read it, it's not my fault, man.
No, I get so many papers every week from defamation.
No, I know stuff. Malpractice, right?
I had a 1-page contract. His was 8 pages.
Oh, yours
16 pages?
Whoa! Yours was supposed to be
how
six.
Detailed is this guy's contract?
Did you not get them all? You're supposed to have 5 more pages.
What are you talking about? I read the front, I read the back, and then I signed it.
Oh,
the
shit.
Signatures
no,
are
no,
on
no.
the bottom.
I had 8 pages for him and 6. I'm going to call FedEx. That's not good.
That's dude, not you good. Have a lousy team, don't you, Rob?
Yeah. Who's this Jimmy guy? Was Jimmy doing the faxing?
Jimmy.
He wasn't very nice on the phone, I'll tell you that.
No, he's kind of a dick. 6 pages,
right?
He is
right? Kind of a dick.
Oh, wait, hold on. Hold up, my bad. They're in his trapper keeper. I'm sorry, he forgot to send them.
Well, I guess we got 8 minutes before this game show starts, so send them over.
All right, I'll give them to you, Six, because, I mean, it's got to be official. I'll have you read them real quick, and then we'll get on with the game show. Is that fair?
That's fine. Why don't you tell... Well, all right, yeah, that's fine.
All right, so Six is going to review the other 5 pages of the contract. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Midnight Mike for the Midnight Jury will be here. He will be the host of Who Wants to Be My Best Friend. You guys are not going to want to miss this. We'll be right back right after this.
The Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast.
All right, guys, welcome back to the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. This is a segment that all of you have been waiting for. We are finally going to determine Who will be my best friend? Let's get into it. I'd like to bring into the show from the Midnight Jury, which can be heard on WLWstudios.com. It is the one and only Midnight Mike. Mike, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you, Rob, so much for having me on. If you need anyone for the 80s and 90s or a host of a game show, you know who to call. And I really appreciate you having me on the show and let me host this this new game show. We could have used you last week, Mike.
FYI.
Oh, really? Yeah. Well, I heard, I think, 2 weeks ago or last week.
Two weeks ago, Rad? Right. I'm
upset with Rob on that. Yeah.
Could have used you.
You have to mark out for anything 80s. It's just the rule.
Rob can't help it. He never rode a bike.
I had a yellow and black Huffy. I thought we've covered this extensively, Six.
It was in a shed. It had cobwebs. It had right. No chain on it. Toaster brakes.
Well, I mean, back in the day, it was... Anyway.
Who needed a chain? Good point.
Mike, keep this on track, please.
All right, here we go. Guys, Rad Rob, you know what you have to do in this beautiful amphitheater. Please go to your soundproof booth on the side of the stage so that you will not be able to hear the crowd's reaction, my reaction, or anyone's reaction to the questions that I am going to be giving to Ocho and Six. So please head on over there. The beautiful Norenganger nymphos will help you in. They're beautiful tonight. And okay, lock that door. Make sure he's completely locked in there. And guys, I don't know how much air is in there, so we're gonna have to make this somewhat quick because we do not want him running out of air. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first edition of Who Wants to Be My Best Friend? Yeah, thank you, everybody. I am your host, Midnight Mike from the Midnight Jury, as previously mentioned, and I have to my left the leader of the Brothers Grappler, Ocho.
What a great segue that was, and a great intro, buddy. Wow, you went right to me. Finally, I get the props I deserve.
You guys switched seats on me.
Camera left, camera left.
Sorry. So I guess you're the new leader by that standard. And on my other side, which I don't remember which side we're going to now, ladies and gentlemen, looking gorgeous, Grappler Six.
Thank you, Mike. Man, I wish I could say I'm happy to be here, but I don't know, man. These are some strange circumstances, but here we are. So let's rock and roll, Mike.
Yeah, we're certainly fighting over this, Mike. Let's just be honest. We want to make that clear.
Wait a minute. Time out. This is a big thing here on the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. This is the first edition of Who Wants to Be My Best Friend. And the winner, ladies and gentlemen, the crowd, everyone listening, the winner is going to be best friends with the man himself, Rad Rob. That is the grand prize here. And I think millions worldwide would wish to be in your seats. So let's bring up the energy, guys.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, I got it.
Now, what I'm going to do is really quickly explain the rules. I have six questions for each of you. I'm going to go through those questions. They're going to be a little personal questions about you and your life and what you like and what you dislike. And when we are all done with that, we're going to bring Rad Rob. Oh, he's breathing heavy in there. We got to speed this up. We're going to bring Rad Rob back into or onto stage, and he's going to answer these questions. And the more questions he can match with either Ocho or Six, the winner, whoever matches the more questions, will be Rad Rob's best friend. So here we go. We're going to start off with Ocho.
That sounds good. Ocho, you don't have to be so. Okay. You don't have to say like a question, do you? I'm going to start with Ocho.
Look, you guys switched places on stage of me earlier, and the first question we got, Ocho. What's your favorite color?
Now you promise, because I see him scratching at the walls. He can't hear this, right?
He can't hear it, but I don't want him to pass out. So we need to answer these questions in a timely manner.
It's okay. Ocho's favorite color is black.
Very nice. Writing that down. Got that there. Six, same question for you. What is your favorite color?
And real fast, Mike, is there any in the budget for the show by chance? Is there any oxygen? Did you guys get some oxygen for...
Problem is, we had the guy come in to officially soundproof it and seal it today, and usually we'll put in a pigeon for about an hour or so, but we didn't have the time to do that to see if the pigeon fell off its perch. So we're taking a risk. So even this conversation here could mean the death of Rad Rob.
I'm feeling that right now.
The old coal miner way to do it. I like that.
All right, I'm going to make this quick. Cobalt blue.
All right, moving on back to Ocho. Ocho, plus or minus 10, how many ladies has the Ocho been with in 2020?
Oh, I can give
above or below 10?
I can I can give an exact number. I can give an exact number that I was with. Yeah, I got to include last night now, right? Since we're recording. Okay, last night, 87. Mm-hmm. I'm up to 88 as of last night. 88 ladies.
Three below yours truly. That's amazing. All right, moving on. I'm just kidding. I'm married. I was a joke. Moving back to six. You have that beautiful classic truck. We want to know what year was this beautiful blue truck you drive.
Well, it's actually not blue. It is actually a different color.
Color?
It did change color.
Cobalt blue. I'm sorry.
But anyway. You know, it's kind of sucks to say this now, but I still do love it, of course. But 1992. But to say that's a classic, and it is a classic. But man,
I'll tell you what, that was a great year. I believe Real McCoy Runaway came out that year. Am I wrong? I don't know. I just remember that song. It was just roller skating. It was great.
I know.
Ocho, we're going back to you. Ocho.
The Suns went to the finals that year, 92-93.
Yeah, they lost to the Bulls.
Get the...
Oh,
sorry.
Nice.
Not good memories, Ocho. Ocho,
this
not
is a very memories. Specific question for you.
Cool.
Very specific question for you. What is Ocho's favorite protein shake?
Oh, I have this every morning. Is Rad Rob slumping over in that cage, in that soundproof booth? I feel like he was a lot higher earlier. I'm concerned, but all right. So Ocho every morning is an easy answer. Scoop of chocolate protein with banana, strawberries, peanut butter, and that's pretty much it. And love. Ocho love.
That sounds delicious. That sounds delicious. All right, moving back to six. Six, who out of all the wrestlers that you've worked with, whether you're in the ring or not, or legends that you watched as a child, as a mini grappler, tell me, who was your favorite wrestler of all time?
You know, Mike, it's obviously the list is endless, right? I mean, it's a long list, of candidates.
Like SD Jones.
SD Jones, you think of Tiger Chung Lee. There's a lot of guys. And you're talking people you worked with, right? I've had a lot of matches in my time, right? Obviously been watching, like you said, since I was a little grappler. But there's one guy. There's one guy I was able to watch, not only watch, but actually work with as well. He's probably the greatest performer, you know, I've probably ever seen. Scotty Too Hotty.
True legend. True legend.
Ooh, the worm guy.
He did the worm. You guys remember how he did that worm?
Absolutely.
He nailed it. And we're talking
the crowds.
Worm.
Remember when he would do that gimmick with his hands and then the crowd would be like, you know, wooing along with
him? W-O-R-M.
Oh my God, that spells worm.
Exactly. I didn't realize that till like a week or two ago.
Ocho never saw that though. You didn't watch the Attitude Era, Ocho.
Not until I stopped in 85. Although, you know, I was feeling confident that he wasn't going to get any of my answers, but I got a feeling he's not going to get any of sixes either, because I'm starting to sweat this out a little bit. But anyway,
you guys want that best friendship.
Yes, of course we do.
And ironically, I've answered everyone Ocho's questions.
Impressive.
Easily.
All right. We are moving back to Ocho here. Ocho, how much can you bench?
How much can I bench? A shit ton more than Rad Rob is my answer.
Oh, wow. All right. That's fair enough. I'd put my money on that. That's a fair answer.
It's not saying much either, really. But
the same thing. you know?
I didn't even think about that. Oh, boy.
All right. Moving on to Grappler 6. Grappler 6, we all have astrological signs. I need to know what yours is.
Oh, Mike. So I used to identify as an Aquarium. I made a change not too long ago, and now I am. I do identify as a Taurus now.
You identify as a Taurus, which is fair in today's society. You can identify as whatever you want, and I respect you for that. That's very brave. Very brave of you.
If I win, can I identify not as his best friend then?
Because no, you cannot. That is,
you can't do that. So we haven't gotten that far yet. Maybe in 10, 15 years that'll happen, but...
That's unacceptable.
Too much for current society.
I got you. I don't want to change anything.
Little pal. Jeez.
All right, Ocho, here we go. We're moving on to the next question. When Ocho flexes his biceps, I didn't write this question. I did not write this question. This was given to me by a producer here. When you flex your biceps, is there a ripple effect that creates local lightning strikes? I mean, that's a rumor that I heard, but I'm going to have to dismiss that regardless.
I appreciate the fact that you have to chime in and say you didn't write that, because that's a dumb freaking question. No, I mean, Ocho can do a lot of things, but no, I can't. I'm going to flex right now, and oh, shoot, the house is shaking. What just happened? No, I'm kidding. The house did not shake. No, I cannot do that. Who the hell came up with a stupid question like that? See, now he probably... I'm not saying a word.
This is producers from the Red Turtle Wrestling Podcast and the R&R Network.
Oh, the best of the best. So yeah, I guess they did the research.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we're moving along back to 6. We have 2 questions for you left. 6, here we go. We all know the history of the Grapplers. Everyone is familiar. You can go to the YouTube channel and all of that. A lot is always mentioned of Grandma Rosa, the matriarch, I guess, the grandmotherly figure. Yeah, rest in peace. She's always looking down on us. Grandma Rosa, the question is what was her... You know her as Grandma Rosa, but what was Grandma Rosa's last name?
That's a great question, Mike. You know, for the longest time, we never knew, right? And we didn't really have a whole lot of methods to track that information.
We did the My DNA thing finally. Remember, we did that actually just last year.
I do. That was pretty emotional. So, you know, not too long ago, a cousin of us, of ours, gave us an old Chester drawer of Ethel Bernice, who is our great-great-great-grandmother. And
Actually, 6, was that the chest that housed all those pictures of grapplers through the past that we saw through some of the grapplers on Twitter? Oh, those were awesome pictures.
Absolutely. So in that had quite a few books. There was pictures, right? Memoirs, you know, whatever.
I'm getting goosebumps right now because I love this.
In there was this little black book. It had a whole bunch of information. I opened it. I read it. And I did learn that Grandma Rosa's last name was Grappler. She was Grandma Rosa Grappler.
They Americanized it. It was Grappler, yes. When she got to Ellis Island, they Americanized her.
Are we sure she's full, has full Latina blood? Because that sounds Hungarian. Grappler. No,
that's the American form. It was,
okay. Fair enough.
It was Grapplerosa, but they had to Americanize it.
All right, Ocho. Here we go. Moving along. Your mask. I mean, even right now, just the studio lights just glimmering off of the beautiful gold I see on that mask. And this mask is just legendary. One day we'll be in the Dave Meltzer Hall of Fame. One day he'll probably fight over it with the WWE Hall of Fame.
Fingers crossed.
Everyone wants
this
mask. Yeah. For all those luchadors out there that just want to grow up to be the Ocho, whether it be in the ring or in the doctor's office, what mask polish does the Ocho use?
Oh, that's where you're going with this. Okay.
This is out of my own personal curiosity.
Yeah,
too.
No, I get it. I do have a glow, and it's not due to pregnancy or anything. I have. It's very, very specific for my mask. It's called Mother's California Gold 880. Specific for Ocho. Yeah, Mother's California Gold 880. You got to, it's a lot of money because you don't want that old Brasso style to rip all the color out. You got to do it the right way. So there's your answer, right? Thank you for noticing, man. I appreciate that.
Mother Superior detailer. It's pretty damn good.
Oh, you have to. You got to go inside and outside, especially the way Ocho sweats.
All right. This is the final question. Six, are you excited? Do you think from the questions that you were given so far that Rad Rob, we got to get him out of there. Do you think Rad Rob is going to get any of these?
Honestly, Mike, I don't know. I mean, this is a good blend. It's been a good blend of obviously personal questions. You know, not something just an acquaintance would know. You know, I don't know, man. Rob's got this whole best friend kick, and I don't really know how tight we actually are. So, you know, I don't know. I'm not thinking this guy.
See, now I'm thinking this one's going to be.
I don't think he's going to get it.
Do you think Six is trying to throw this right now? I feel like he's trying to work himself out of it, so he throws this. Is there Ocho, conspiracy going on?
I didn't make the questions up. Ocho. I'm just answering.
But you know, Ocho, you know that a lot of his questions are truthful, being a good friend of his.
Yeah, I do. So far, he hasn't swayed.
Yeah, I also have caught a few that I personally know that Six is telling the truth on. Not all of them. I mean, I can't,
confirm nor deny a few of them.
Man of integrity over here.
All right.
That was true. Wow.
This one, the reason I ask Six is because this one's probably going to be the hardest one because it actually has a few answers. Everyone knows that you are a friend to the entire cat community. I mean, obviously the Grappler Cave right there. I see the picture of Grappler Cat, which is just a gorgeous picture. That mask is legendary in the community. We all know that. I remember the one time we were talking Skype and you were pouring it horchata. It was amazing and it was a beautiful night. I need to know. I know two. I think I've heard you talk about them, but I think you have more. I think you're the proud owner of four felines, and I'd like to know each of their names.
Each of their names? You want me to say that publicly? I don't want my cats like getting.
You don't have to give their middle or last name, just the first.
Oh, all right, fair enough. All right, that's fair enough.
Or their Twitter handle or Instagram.
Well, I don't. They're not allowed to have social media. So smart. When I do that's this, when I post them on my Twitter. You know, I post them for Catter Day. That's the only exposure they're getting. So. Catterday, you know, I'll, you know, here and there. I've done a couple, but some people seem to be, you know, having issue with it. But I love my cats. I have no issue posting pictures of them. But regardless, Mike, you asked for their names, and I do have four cats. Good. Who's digging the dirt, man?
The R&R research.
I give credit to
that. Do you know that, Ocho? I knew you had a few. Do you even know that, Ocho?
I know cat. That's the one I know.
There you go. And that could be my outside cat. I have an outside cat. You should see the house I built.
I did, because I'm Ocho.
We're Ocho tight. Did see the house I built. I did actually show him.
We're the tight ones here.
All right. Here we go. Number one, Custom Little. And she's actually, she's from France, actually. So
Rob just collapsed, by the way. Maybe someone just opened the door at least.
This cat came over on a boat.
Svetlana, do me a favor. Can you just pop the door of that cell open a little bit but close it immediately. Just get a little puff of air in there. He'll be out in a minute.
That's all he needs anatomically. I can prove this.
Okay. So she comes over on a boat, if you can picture that, paddling.
Not comes doggy paddling.
Yeah, comes over to the States and they say, "What's your name?" And she says, "Gustem Littella." And they say, "What?" And she says, "Gustem Littella." And they say, all right, you're Custom Little. Go on, move along. And then that's her name.
Typical
that's
American.
Name. Yeah, that's her Americanized name.
Grandma Rosa, by the way. Same thing.
So she's from France, Custom Little. She's 16 years old. Number two, I got Bo. He's my black kitty cat. And then I have Milo and Callie, and those are my kittens. They're a year old.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. You are a true lover of the felines, of the cat community.
Calico Cali.
Technically, Ocho is a lover of the felines also.
Hold on. I was just handed something, guys. I actually have two more questions. All right, here we go. Oh, and they're both for Ocho. Oh. That's nice.
This gives you a head up to win. Oh, I want this?
Is Rob going to die during the bonus questions?
Or is it? Oh, is this
no,
a ploy
no.
to get him
he
to pass out?
Up air.
Okay.
Just
he,
enough
I
air.
I can see he's the good. Girl with the plate in her lip did open up the door for a second. I did see that. So, wait. So, I get bonus questions because of what? Is this
Six,
game rigged?
Stand by. Just stand by. No, Ocho, this is good for you.
It is good for you.
And Six doesn't seem to mind. He's a fair.
I have no issue with it. I'm calling right down the middle here. I'm good.
Yeah. Ocho, let me give you these two questions. I'm sure, Ocho.
That's true. Oh, I mean, is it losing percentage? Like, okay, never mind. Go ahead.
Opportunity for Rob to become your best friend, dude.
Yeah, right. Oh, I know. You're so heartbroken over this.
Six is starting to seem a little jealous.
I am hurting inside. Yeah. You have a better chance than me right now.
I mean, I'm jealous of both of you.
Do it, Mike. I don't want this guy to die.
I only got to be the host, okay? And like, when I originally got the call, I thought I was getting the call to be a participant. And so,
your hopes were real quick,
my heart kind of dropped, and I had to accept that, not being of the Grappler fame, but being asked to be a host, it's like being asked to host the Emmys. You know, I may not get an Emmy, but at least I get to host the Emmys.
You get the most screen time too. Sure, I get it. Now, can I identify? Go ahead.
Sorry, Ocho. Real fast, Mike. If you want, I'll flip sweet seats with you.
No, that's okay.
That's literally what I was going to say. You just beat me to it. So I guess all's fair in love and Grappler.
Those questions were meticulously prepared,
I guess,
for you guys. Yeah. All right, Ocho. Everyone gets fooled at least once or twice on April Fool's Day. Ocho, did you ever get fooled on April Fool's Day?
Ooh. Actually, I did once. I have a solid excuse for this one, though. Oh, I even remember it. Oh, my God. I even remembered. I was doing push-ups, and I thought the earth was going down. Instead, I was just going up. And it turns out it was Chuck Norris that fooled me. He's the April Fool's guy. So, if anything, he said you get a mulligan. So, I take it as like I was, but I wasn't. But I definitely was. He got me. He totally got me. So, but if you're going to get fooled by Chuck Norris.
Exactly. And finally, Ocho, this is the final question. Yeah, final question.
I mean, I'm feeling better because I don't think. I mean, he's not going to think that. So this is good.
How about let's try this one out for size? You think get this one. What motorcycle was Ocho riding in 1987 when he crashed and broke his leg?
Oh,
come on!
I didn't even know anybody knew this. Oh, this is so all right. All right, this is so good because Rob knows.
Unreal, dude.
He knows nothing about dirt bikes. He's gonna say it's a freaking. I don't even know, dude. All right, it was okay.
Especially after that,
ride a bicycle after much that, just a dirt bike, Ocho. Yeah,
did you hear Rad last week?
The Rad movie review. He ain't gonna get this one.
He didn't know what a bicycle was. He thought a bicycle meant three. I don't know. Oh my god! All right,
we can skip this one if you want, or you can answer.
No! Please don't! All right. Now we got to be specific, right? Because this was a 1981 YZ80. It was a freaking two-stroke dirt bike. I loved it. Oh my god! It was my beautiful dirt bike. I don't care.
That's just a cool story regardless. A lot of these stories from you guys have been amazing. But to save his life, let the Norangon Nymphos bring the bell of the ball, Rad Rob, out from his isolation chamber. Here he comes. All right, Rob, we have a lot for you here. Hold on. Come down. Come sit.
He doesn't look at
you. Are you okay? Are you okay?
He's ashy. He's kind of ashy.
Take a sip.
Definitely drink that Gatorade. That's good rehydration. Yeah. Sugar.
Oh, Jesus. Who fucking built that cell? I mean, I know I designed everything, but who the hell did you have in there, man? I couldn't breathe.
Maybe that was just you.
Work on your cardio, Rob. Work on your cardio. Let that be a sign.
Maybe if you rode bikes as a kid, you wouldn't be so out of breath from the soundproof booth.
All right. I'm good. Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for hosting this show. I can't wait to find out what my two soon-to-be, or at least one of my best friends here, had to answer, because I know everything about these guys. Trust me. I came very prepared.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm just going to go down the list, and we are going to find out who matches you, who is going to be Rad Rob's best friend. I asked Ocho, what was your favorite color? Rad Rob, what did he answer?
This is easy. I know this one. Gold.
I'm sorry, that is not a right answer, Rad Rob. Wait, Ocho, no. What did you say?
It's black. And I didn't mean to say yes. I didn't mean that was like a reflex. What? I thought you got it right at first. I really want this. No,
just black. Like we like.
Yeah, but the number eight is black. Is you got to look at the like, look at the design, yeah. Man. There's a lot more. There's a lot more.
Just like he likes his men, guys. Just like right, he likes his men. All right, moving along. I asked six the exact same question. I said, six, what is your favorite color?
Well, I mean, obviously, look at his mask. It's blue.
Ooh, Rad Rob, usually I'd want to give you that, but your own producer said I needed an exact answer. So unfortunately, six, what did you say?
Cobalt blue, Rob.
Oh, and there it is.
Wait a second. We're going to not code. Give him that?
We would have given the hex code or color code.
Jimmy.
Paint code.
You're fired. Get the fuck out of here. Jimmy's fired. Fuck him. That's
is he the one who wrote these questions for me?
I'm a little bummed out that he got that wrong. I think that's a perfectly good answer. I mean, Mike, you've been a fair host this whole time. You're contractually obligated.
Hey, Ocho, pipe down over there, okay? Mike's calling right down the middle. Okay.
Oh my god. I got the upper hand anyway. It's fine.
Rad Rob, I asked Ocho, plus or minus 10, how many, you just had to say more or less than 10, how many ladies has Ocho been with in 2020? Not his whole life. We're not looking for this astronomical number that no one's ever gotten to yet.
Right.
We're looking for 2020.
All right. So 2020. There's been a lockdown because of COVID, so, I mean, the chances of him going out are going to be less. I mean, no one's going to travel through his house, so I'm thinking it's got to be a relatively low number, and he's very specific about his number. I'm going to say 8. Ocho.
Not off to a good start. You have to remember, yes, COVID is going around, but these men wear masks 24 hours a day. Ocho, what was your answer?
So close. You just needed another 8 in there, Radical Robert. 88. As of last night, we went from 87 to 88.
Holy shit. How do you sleep at night?
I don't. There's obviously, no need to.
On top of a pile of money with many beautiful ladies. All right. All right. All right, Rad Rob, we went to 6 next, and we asked him, he has this truck, and we all know how gorgeous it is. We want to know what the year of 6's classic truck is.
Who writes this shit?
Your people.
The guy you fired.
Yeah, the guy, you're right, people. I just fired him. This is ridiculous. All right. That's the green truck, right?
No,
are you kidding me, Rob?
Talk about that guy.
Oh, that's the other. Oh, shit.
On the Ian Gray.
Okay. Are you kidding?
The Evan Stay is a dickwad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
All right. I'm going to make this real clear.
I'm supposed to say Ickwad Day. I'm sorry.
Not the green one. No.
Okay.
Not the green one there, best friend.
Well, I knew the year of that one, so shit.
I use that term very loosely.
I know you like old stuff. It's a Silverado, right?
That was the trim package.
Okay.
He said trim.
He said package.
1988.
Ooh, rad.
Fuck!
I thought you knew these guys. Six, what was your answer?
1992, Rob.
That's right. I even knew that.
Yep. Man, think Ace of Base, I Saw the Sign. All right. We move back to Ocho, and I asked Ocho, Rob, what is Ocho's favorite protein shake? I will give you a clue on this one. It has 4 ingredients.
Oh, no, I know it. I know it because I actually I saw him make one day on YouTube. So, he did like a little cooking show type thing, and
it was
like
a tweet.
He would try to look for the scoop in the container,
yeah,
and like tilt it over and pour all the powder out and be like, "There's the scoop," and then he would put all the powder back in the box.
Yeah. I had a shop vac that I used, and it went right back in. The filter doesn't even suck up the freaking protein mix, so all you got to do is open up the vacuum container, dump it back in, and all you got is the scooper. You're good.
Absolutely.
In 8 easy steps.
Rad Rob?
This is an easy one. Strawberries. Bananas. Peanut butter.
Oh, jeez.
And vanilla protein.
Oh! Sorry, I wish I could give you credit for that.
Wow.
But unfortunately, you did miss an item.
So
Ocho, tell him your favorite shake.
Wow. See, he watched a video that I did where I dumped all the vanilla protein powder out to demonstrate how to get the scooper out. I don't use vanilla protein. That's why I dumped it all out. I use chocolate protein.
There it is.
3 for 4 is a Hall of Famer in baseball, but when it comes to Ocho questions, I guess that's an X.
Hey, Rob. I use the vanilla protein, Rob.
You missed it.
Ocho's the chocolate guy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Matt Midnight Mike said earlier.
Yeah, he loves the chocolate. All right. After Ocho's Jungle Love OEOEO, we're going to move on and go back to 6. And 6, we asked 6, Rad Rob. Now, I'll give you a hint on this. I need to help you out here. I'm trying to be fair, okay? And we asked 6, out of all the guys he's been in the ring with, out of all the guys he's worked with, or the guys that he, as a little luchador himself, watched as a kid, who was 6's favorite wrestler? And here is my hint. I mean, this guy is a true, true legend. I mean, we're talking... He had to have been in the top PWI top 500 for 2 decades straight and in the top 100. I'm not sure completely. I may be off a year or two, but
yeah,
that I'm almost positive.
I appreciate the help. And I know 6 has been in the ring with many, many people. I mean, he worked with all the greats, including the guy we're not talking about anymore. I mean, they had a fantastic match together.
You could say Starman.
Oh, yeah, Starman. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Starman 2.
Dose. Always second fiddle.
But I know this guy is near and dear to his heart. He's an absolute legend. We even talked about him last week. Jose Luis Rivera.
Rob, I'm trying so hard to get you on the board here. You're depressing the Norrenganger nymphos, and the ladies who were showing their breasts in the front row have pulled their tops on and put on a hoodie. 6, what'd you answer?
Definitely not Jose Rivera. Who?
Gonzalez? Jose Luis Rivera, which, thank Rob, you. That's Ocho's favorite wrestler. And I think the Norrenganger nymphos, actually, they had to put their hoodies on because their husbands won't let them turn the heat on or something, I think.
Oh, but yeah, I'll be honest, I did actually, I have worked against him once before, but, you know, whatever. I went with, and Rob, how you didn't, again, dude, like, you're so
he's
far.
He's confusing us. That's why he's taking Grappler and making it generic is what he's doing.
Scotty Too Hottie, Rob.
Oh, the worm guy.
Answer.
The worm guy.
Very obvious. Thank you, Mike. Very obvious. Mike knew. Ocho obviously immediately knew.
I'm getting a little frustrated with Rad Rob here because he should have a lot of these answers. I mean,
you knew most of them, Midnight Mike, for crying out loud.
I wouldn't say most. I wouldn't say most, but
some, though. Some.
More than one. I knew some.
And more than.
What's the score anyway?
Cool, Rob.
Let me tabulate the score. Hold on. Hold
I hope
on.
These Norrenganger nymphos are doing the calculations.
Oh, that's my first calculator can't be right. Hold on.
Get the abacus.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go to my micro word processor here. All right. According to this, it's 0-0. Yeah, so unfortunately.
He hasn't answered one correct.
No, we need to get him on the board, and we're going to do it with this question.
All right.
With a hint.
Oh, a softball. Here we go.
Here we go. Rad Rob, I asked Ocho, how much can you bench? Hint, it's more than I can bench.
I mean, he's known for having the guns.
He does.
Everybody knows that. Everybody knows how powerful the Ocho is.
Do that impression, Rob.
Look at the guns! look at the guns!
I thought you guys were going to go with, hey there, man. Why don't you help me out there, man? only Hughley could do that right.
Come on, Rob. How much does he bench? I know. I've spotted him multiple times. Not that he needed it.
I never needed it, but it's always good to have six there.
Safety first, man. Safety first.
When you're benching heavy, you want a guy with integrity behind you.
Truthfully, I needed the spot, but, you know, I was there to observe. So
he grabbed one side.
I think I know the answer.
All right.
I'm pretty confident with this one. Again, I think I saw this in a tweet or YouTube video or something when Ocho was working out. 808 pounds.
Ooh, probably, but that was not the right answer. I'm sorry,
that's a
Rad
dumb
Rob.
Answer, Rob.
No. That is the right answer. Ocho, you told me you benched 808 pounds.
But I never tweeted it for the gimmick. Don't be.
He probably.
What did Dino Bravo bench?
Not even that. And I'm not. I mean, I'm close to Dino Bravo.
Remember Dino Bravo with Jesse Ventura?
Yeah, he didn't even spot him. That was over 500 pounds, man.
He was a Canadian World Strongest Man. So is Ocho the Canadian World Strongest Man by default?
Who wants to be a Canadian?
Well, nobody. Sorry, that's why he'd take the title.
I lost the room. Not really. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
The Nuragonga nymphos are even getting upset with this one.
Ocho, what did you answer?
My answer is a shitload more than Radical Robert.
What the fuck kind of answer is that?
Because I'm truthful.
Rob, I figured if I said to you, how much can Ocho bench, your natural reaction would have been like, oh, geez, more than me.
More than me. Yeah, I mean, Rob.
That's obvious.
And 808 pounds is really stupid. FYI.
That's fair. Yeah. Okay.
Great answer, Ocho.
I still think you could do it, Ocho.
Poor answer, Rob.
All right, moving along. I then went to six Rad Rob for his next question. Okay. And I know, Rad Rob, we have talked very little since we made amends. And one thing I do know is that you are a big fan of Miss Cleo. Unfortunately, her whole thing went under, and then you went on to Sylvia Brown and all of them. But I asked six, what is your astrological sign? And I feel like you should know this one. You are an expert. Yeah.
Yes, of course I do. This is going to be the one. This is going to be the one to put me over the top. He's an Aquarius.
Oh, my God. Rad Rob, you forgot to remember that this is 2020 and people can identify as whatever they want. Unfortunately, your answer is wrong. Six, what was your answer?
Rob, you were close because I did used to identify as an aquarium.
Yep.
However, I do now.
He was a fish tank for a while.
I think we all knew that he was definitely speaking. We know what he was saying.
I do now identify though as a Taurus, Rob. And
the bull.
I mean, Ocho knew that. I mean,
I was there for the swearing in ceremony.
You went to the ceremony, you son of a bitch. You didn't invite me to that. I remember that. And you said,
I think Mike actually watched the stream on Twitch, so he was
we weren't on good terms when this happened, but when we went down to the Hall of Records and did the swearing in, this is when, matter of fact, it was when, you know, he had to change everything because of who knows what.
In that live stream, me and Troy were cheering like crazy. It was incredible. It was a great time.
Well, he kept sending us money. It was the weirdest thing. We just kept getting money.
That's part of it, man.
Like, thanks, Troy.
All right, Rad Rob, we got to get you on the board. This is your game show. This is Who Wants to Be My Best Friend on the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast. This is a big thing. You need a best friend. You need a friend, period. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to go on to the next question. If I can help you, I will, but I'm starting to lose some faith. Rad Rob, we asked Ocho, when Ocho flexes his biceps, written by your people, is there a ripple effect that creates local lightning strikes?
That is the dumbest fucking question I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, he's going to get this one.
Of course he does.
Oh, come on!
Wait.
Rad Rob! You are killing me!
Is there nothing that Ocho can't do? He says it all the time!
Oh, man. Ocho, what'd you say?
He got it half right, because that was the dumbest question ever, but no, clearly, I can't create lightning strikes locally as much as I've tried.
Too much ass kissing, Rob.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you're shining good, but not as good as my mask, that's for sure.
We are getting down to the last.
So what's the score, Mike? Fill us in.
Hold on 1 second. I'm getting that.
This is really not going the way I thought it would.
Hold on. Actually, they're bringing
it. Can I just leave with Ocho as my semi-best friend and we just be good?
We could call it a tie? Is that cool?
They're bringing it in an envelope. Hold on. All right, here we go.
These are so hard to open sometimes.
The score is still 0-0. We need to work on this. This is getting embarrassing.
Wow, this is
even
like
for me as a host.
This is like the Shawn Michaels Bret Hart Iron Man match.
True, but in the
that
bad
was
way.
Good.
That's fair.
All do we have to talk about that, Rob? Do we have to debate that too, Rob?
Oh, Christ, no. I'm not watching any more matches that you asked me to.
Well, I know you want no part of that, Rob.
No, we know what happened last time.
You're not coming out too well. You don't come out too well. Looking up at the lights, Rob.
All right, Mike, what do you got?
Rad Rob, we went to six, and we asked six. Six, the famous Grandma Rosa. Do you know who Grandma Rosa is, Rad Rob?
Of course, everybody does. It's Grandma
All
Rosa.
All right. Then we are on for this. What is Grandma Rosa's last name?
I got this. All right. Remember on Twitter when like Grappler Black had that box and he went into the Grappler Cave and he opened it and Six is like, no, don't do that. Or was that the other guy? I don't know. I don't forget which one it was. But
that was me.
Okay, that's what I thought. No, I mean, I knew that. I was just
playing Zaxxon on the Commodore. That guy. I remember that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Black's
so,
an intimidating figure. What do you want?
That's true. So we just recently uncovered this, about 4 or 5 months ago. Grandma Rosa's last name, Rosa.
Unfortunately, Rad Rob, it's Grandma, first name Rosa, last name, what is her last name, Six?
So, Rob, what you don't know, obviously, because we're not really that close, I received a chest from Ethel Bernice, who is my great-great-great-grandmother.
God rest her soul.
Was she on I Love Lucy?
No, that was the other different Ethel.
Okay. That was Lucy
That
Ball.
Was Fred and Ethel.
Anyhow, Ethel Bernice, we all, to know her is to love her. Anyway, she passed down this, this chest of drawers, whatever. One of our cousins gives it to us. Ocho and I start rummaging through it. We're finding pictures. We're finding journals. We're finding all of this shit, right? And in one of those journals had her full name, license, a whole bunch of information, birth certificate. She was Grandma Rosa Grappler.
There it
Stamped
is.
Stamped and approved from Ellis Island, too, just an FYI. So she took the scenic route to get here.
No shit.
So thanks to Ethel Bernice for that information.
And Rad Rob learned something new for the eighth time or ninth time today.
So again, this Six has known every answer about mine, and I've known every answer about his, but what are we still... this is a fight over the friendship thing? Is that...
You guys are fighting for the honor and privilege of being the best friend to the legendary Rad Rob.
It's our honor and privilege, Mike?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so, dude.
No.
I think he's fighting for his honor and privilege to be our friend, dude.
I'm right here.
Yeah, I know you're right there.
Oh, you're not in the booth anymore.
No, I can see you. I know. You're not. He's not dying in the booth. Yeah, really. Yeah, send him back in there.
I need all to. Right. I mean, this isn't going very well, so maybe I just need to go back in there and never
maybe,
come out.
Maybe again. You should oxygen deprive yourself for the last couple answers. I mean, maybe you think a little clearer.
Maybe that's what happened. Maybe I just forgot the answers because
that could have been.
Oxygen.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about that. And but at this point, it's been 25 minutes. You're out of the. You've been. You should be clear headed by now.
Can we start this over again?
To the booth. Yeah, it's the booth that did it.
Can we start?
Was it the shark? Was it the shark?
No, it's not the booth. Dude, that's Mike. Is that not state of the art? Was that not a state of the art booth in your facility?
And with the amount that plexiglass is going for these days, that cost us a lot of money. Even the midnight jury had to put in to get that bill.
You're right, kidding. Should we have made him wear a mask, though, when he went in? Like, maybe that's what did it, when we put the mask on to prevent
COVID. Well, he should have been wearing a mask anyway, because...
We do.
I know he was the only one in the booth, but you could spread COVID anywhere, but not at a restaurant while you're eating. Definitely not.
Yeah, if you're sitting, you can't. Only when you're sitting. Mm-mm.
All right, moving along. This is getting depressing. All right, here we go. I moved to Ocho, Rad Rob. And this one, just look at him. And look at that glimmering mask. Look how beautiful that is. And it always looks that beautiful.
I compliment him every time on it, yes.
Yes. I always wondered, I didn't know this one, Rob, but maybe you do. What mask polish does the Ocho use for that beautiful glimmer on that mask?
I compliment it all the time. It's so shiny. It's remarkably shiny. It's way shinier than Six's. Six clearly does not put the time and effort into polishing his mask like Ocho does. So
now he's playing favorites.
It's Mother's California Silver 690.
What
color is his mask?
Gold.
Oh, Ocho, what'd you say?
It's Mother's California Gold 880. You know, the thing is, there's about 55 or 88 different mask polishes, and he was within... Man, this one hurts. Not so much that I wanted to win, but like I do feel bad because the guy's getting really close.
Rob, you know, guys, the one thing I've noticed throughout this whole game show, and Mike, you've done a fantastic job of hosting.
Yes, he has.
It all comes down to the details. You know what I mean? And in this guy here who's vying for our best friendship, Ocho, my pal Ochi, he's trying to tear us apart and get in between us.
On my notes, you guys are vying for his best friendship.
So, because his producer wrote them. That's right, why.
The guy
that
he fired. Yes. So... Yeah, whatever. I don't remember.
How much did that guy make, Rob? I'm just curious that you just fired.
Minimum wage.
All right. 15 bucks an hour. That's good.
What is that in Tennessee?
15 bucks an hour. What are we, the King of England?
Yeah, it's like 860 or something. I don't even know what it is. Yeah.
The King of England.
All right, moving along.
I think it's 880.
All right, moving along. This was the last, I don't know, this was the last question that I gave to Six, and it is a four-parter. This is the final question of the six questions. I'm sorry. You waited till the end here, and it's the hardest question. You need to get all four of these to get the point here. Everyone knows that good old Grappler Six is a friend to the entire cat community. Hashtag Feline Friday, right? Is that right?
Catterday. It's Catterday. I knew that. It's Catterday.
Very good. That wasn't the question. The question was, Six currently is the proud owner of four cats. I need to know the names of all four cats.
You guys and your fucking numbers. It's all about Six.
And don't say Arn and Tully and Oli and, you know, Ric Flair, that kind of stuff. Don't.
Because that would have been clever.
How do you have four cats when you love the number Six?
He has two outside cats.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about that.
So, Rob, if you want to get personal, Rob, I did have six cats and two passed away. Does that make you feel better?
Oh, is the one on the wall? Is that the one that passed away?
Sleep well. Now you're just being disrespectful, man.
He's trying to remind this friendship, and he's talking like that to me about my cats. Wow.
Unreal.
I can't believe you guys aren't a little bit more into this. Just to let you know, there's more in it for the winner than just being Rad Rob's best friend. And when you hear that this grand prize, I'm sorry, it's going to be hard for you to handle the excitement.
No, at least now your enthusiasm's back up, Mike. I mean, you were fading too. Just an FYI, as Rad Rob keeps faltering on every.
I was getting depressed just for Rad Rob's pathetic attempt at answering these questions. But then I'm thinking, like, wow, I would love to be like his best friend and get with all these prizes that I'm looking at here. This is a big prize package worth well over like $7.
$7?
At least. I maybe even 20. It could go high as 20.
All right. Between
$7 and $20.
Can we see if he can answer this question? And after he fails on it, like he's failed on all the rest, can you then detail this perk package that you're gonna that we're vying for here?
Yeah, give us something, at least some incentive. I mean, the
well, grand, I mean, it's over. Aside from Rad Rob, there were two extra questions for Ocho.
So well, he never answered this question. Who are the four cats?
Well, I still have a chance.
Well, no, you still have a chance if you get this one with six. You still have a chance to tie it up with Ocho with two or three more questions.
Wait, so.
You've all seen right, him on Saturday. I've mentioned him multiple times. I mean, you've seen him all over Yardstream, Skype, and what's the other gimmick that you did? You know, come on,
Zoom,
Rob.
Everything,
Zoom. Come on, Rob, you can do it. Come on, Rob.
All right, I know one's from France.
She did come over on a boat. That is true. She
paddled, right.
She paddled. I'm not even asking for her French name. I'm just asking for her Americanized name.
Little girl.
Okay, who's the next one?
Bo.
Okay, who's the third one?
Oh, Rob is on fire.
Milo.
Okay. And the fourth?
Arizona.
All right, well, you got two of those wrong, so 50%.
Fuck.
I love you, Rob. I do, but I really feel like you're trying to get my go on this one. This is a complete bullshit. Can I swear? Rob, I don't even know. I'm sorry.
Do you guys ever watch the Golden Girls?
Of course. Yeah. Are you asking me? Of course.
All of you guys. Okay. Picture it. Sicily. No, okay. Picture it. Okay. She comes over on the boat. She gets off the boat. She comes there, right? The people are there. They got all the guns and shit, right? And they say, what's your name?
Estelle Getty.
Oh. Custem Littell, right? Does that sound like little guy? Little girl? No.
Little girl.
Custem Littell, right?
The translation. Yeah. I thought it translated
to little. Custom little.
Now, as a matter of fact, Rob said Lil Girl, L-I-L. Yeah. I actually
way off. The dude was way off.
The details.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but we've reached the end of our first six questions. And so far, if my calculations are correct, the score is 0-0. But... Everyone's getting excited because there are still two Ocho bonus questions.
Yeah, I'm getting the shaft here for sure. I get it.
What do you mean the shaft? This is a better chance for you to get this prize package.
I want to win the grand prize because now you got me at least pumped up for that.
Well, Mike, can you tell us what these prizes are? I mean, am I out of the running? Am I in the running here?
I'll tell you right now, Six. If he does not get either of these questions about Ocho, I have a special tiebreaker, super bonus round question that he will get it. I'll have to throw him in the booth for 1 second.
Fair enough.
He's going to go back in the booth.
You have a chance. He has to get both of these right. Both of these wrong. Both of these wrong. None right.
Since Rob moved into his new house, okay. Mm-hmm. It's three stories. So he's been walking up three flights of stairs. It might take him 9 to 11 minutes before he actually gets up the stairs to be able to start the camera.
Yeah.
regardless, the point is his cardio has been increasing day by day. So I think if you threw him in that booth for, you know, a little bit longer, I think it'd be okay. But I suppose let's see how he does with Ocho's bonus questions.
Before we get to those, let me announce this grand prize. This is something that people have been clamoring for a long time. Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of Who Wants to Be My Best Friend, brought to you by, of course, the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast, receives the grand prize, which is not only being best friends with the man himself, Rad Rob, but they also get to change their Twitter username to match Rad Rob's and proclaim to the world that they are truly best friends. Also, they'll receive a personalized signed Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast t-shirt from Rad Rob and a signed 8x10 of Rad Rob for each member of your immediate family, which can include parents, grandparents, cats, dogs, children, nieces, or nephews. So this is a big one, guys. Like, this is what you're vying for. Now, we do have a parting gift for whoever does not win, but that's not the parting gift. but we could include that. I bet I can. If you want to give, you don't want to give that up.
That's not, I never got anything.
Mine. That's royalty right there, man. That's you, yeah, man. Yeah, that's royalty.
I know this is audio, but people can't see the beautiful in the Grappler Cave signed picture of Johnny podcasting himself. You get his go, and he is number three in Brazil.
He is number three in Brazil, and I think he wrote to me, kicked you off Twitter, which was very nice of him.
Anti-Semitic.
Actually, what he said is kicked you off Twitter. That's not right, man. That's just really wrong, and I didn't even know he knew.
Hey, as the first Jewish-Italian Lucha Libre superstar, I mean, that hurts, man. That hurts. You know what I mean?
Well, Wanglin's one of those Holocaust deniers. I don't even want to get into that. So let's just move it along.
He might have even said, as the day goes by, and that's even more offensive between him being Italian.
All right, here we go, Ocho. I'm going to ask Rob your final two questions, and you could be in line to win this glamorous prize package, which is going to be presented by Vanna White herself.
Oh, all right, you're talking a little bit. Do these shirts have sleeves or no?
No, you can get. You have to ask Rad Rob. I was going to say.
Okay, all right.
You can ask him.
Rob, right. None of his shirts have sleeves. You're good, Ocho.
All right. At least I'll get something.
Here we go. The final two questions, Rad Rob, I went to Ocho and I asked him. Everyone at a point in their life gets fooled on April Fool's Day. Did the Ocho ever get fooled on April Fool's Day?
I don't know why I came up with this idea. These are the worst questions I've ever heard in my life.
Agreed.
I can't help you there.
I know the answer.
Next time, have me write them.
I don't think there will be a next time. I don't think.
Rob's people are horrible.
Luckily, he fired them.
At least one of them.
Well, I said so I wasn't sure.
I mean, I know Rob goes with like he rolls around with like an entourage. That may only have been one of the people.
The crew.
He was the main guy. So, I mean, I held him the most responsible. So, did Ocho ever get fooled on April Fool's? I feel like this is a trick question. I feel like the obvious answer is yes. It probably has something to do with like Chuck Norris or some stupid shit like that. But I'm gonna say no.
Ooh, Rad Rob, six! You still have a chance at this grand prize package, Rob. Another wrong answer. You are definitely probably going to set a record in wrong answers on a game show tonight.
I'm Ocho, even shocked at this answer because
Ocho, maybe what did you say?
He does know me a little bit. So it turns out, and I don't remember even talking about this besides with six because we're related. But I got fooled in 1998. Mm-hmm. By Chuck Norris, but he said it doesn't count. So, but I still was. I said I have to take it.
Rad Rob, you've got to be feeling disgusted right now.
I actually said yes, but it was by Chuck Norris. Thought he'd give me a mulligan, and he said you can, but I said nope. It's official. I was fooled, and it was one time.
Rad Rob, how did
he even mention Chuck Norris?
He said Chuck Norris. He watched Dodgeball the other day or something. My gosh!
But for the record, I knew that, Ocho.
I know you did. That's why you were smirking through your mask.
All right. Rad Rob, one more question. Then I do have the super bonus tiebreaker question if you do not get this one. But I feel like we're going to have to go to that super bonus question because, Ocho, are you feeling pretty confident that...
I feel bad because the despair on his face is palpable. And I'm feeling it through StreamYard even.
He does look pretty deflated.
I mean, he looks worse now than he did when we got him out of the soundproof booth gasping for air with the snorkel. I mean, he's really bad. But I'm okay with this, so let's just get on with it, because it's okay. Everything is okay right now in Ocho Land.
Ocho, tell me, percentage-wise, what's the percentage he gets this? I mean, I'm already saying zero. Saying zero just because.
No, it's a long shot, and it's pretty close to zero only because of what I know. I mean, maybe it's 0.08%, something like that. I got to give in case, but it's just from our past. Again, we're supposed to be best pals, but just from our past, he's going to have a tough time with this one.
Here we go. The tension, you could cut it with a knife. I asked Ocho, Rad Rob, in 1987, what motorcycle was Ocho riding when he crashed and broke his leg?
Can I just say something here? Are you kidding me? Is there at least a prize for a consolation, dude?
I do have a parting gift for, but
well, but I don't even want to hear it. As long as there's a parting gift, that's fine. Yeah, but that dude,
we're gonna have to. It's not that great, but we're gonna have to go to this super bonus round.
The guy never wrote it. Whatever.
He didn't even ride bicycles.
He's gonna name Ocho's bike. His motorbike.
From 20, 30 years ago. I'm sorry, guys. I'm finally, at least it's an even playing
field. And that's not even a knock at Rob. I mean, it's like, who would even know? I don't think I know that. I don't think I know what bike you were riding when you were seven.
I told you once, actually, but it doesn't come up very often. And I tweeted it once.
Guys, hold on. Hey, shut it down for a second. Stop recording. Can we cut this off now?
It's getting embarrassing, isn't it?
There's no chance I'm going to get this one right.
No, like, but I have a bonus one if you need it.
Yeah, it's still funny, right?
You have
bike
knowledge. Throw something out, Rob.
I mean, you've got to know something. You just did the.
What do you know about bikes? What do you know about?
You just did the whole episode on Rad.
All right, do me a favor, Mike.
So you really just we're gonna just now give him
no. Give me a few minutes, Mike. Go to break. Throw to a break. When you come back, at least give me a few minutes to think about this one. There's a lot on the line. Is that fair?
This is that, really that's doing
up
this?
To, that's up to Ocho and six. Do they think that's?
I mean,
fair?
No, it's fine. I mean, I'm okay. He's going to look at Twitter. Yeah, it's fine. No, it's fine. It's fine. I'm being
right.
A dick
right go ahead,
now.
Go ahead. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Rad Rob, we need to know what bike he was going to ride. But first, let's go to a quick word from our sponsor. But Rad Rob, we're back from the break. We need to know, in 1987, what bike was Ocho riding when he crashed and broke his leg?
All right, can I have silence from Six and Ocho, please? Is that cool?
Yeah, well, I can mute their mics, probably.
We've left you alone for 8 minutes now already. We cut breaks. We went to black for a while.
Can you please mute them?
I just muted them. They're done.
You guys know I don't know anything about bikes. That's clearly, I thought most bikes were 3-stroke or 4-stroke. So, I do remember a bike that my uncle had. I believe it was this is a long time ago. I was only 6 or 7. I think it was definitely made in 1981.
Mm.
It had some letters. It reminded me of of Rush. Like, this is a Rush song that had similar letters. The Rush song was like YYZ or something like that.
Oh, I was going to go Limelight.
Oh, yeah, no, I can see that.
I thought you were just naming Rush songs.
No, I just, it helped me like remember like what this was. I had to like correlate it to something else. So I'm pretty solid on the 1981.
You're just going to go by what you think your uncle, at least it's a bike, right?
It was a it was a bike.
At least it's a bike.
I don't know if it's a 3-stroke or 4-stroke or 5-stroke or 8 cylinders or whatever it was. So, pretty solid on the 81. It wasn't YYZ though. It was like similar.
All right, I think YYZ is your zipper, right? On your jeans?
That's possible.
Go ahead.
1981 YZ, and then it had a number after it. It used to be like a, he used to have like a chart. He was like a mechanic, like a bike mechanic too. He had like a chart on his wall with like VIN numbers and model numbers and stuff like that. I remember it fairly clearly. I'm never going to get this. I mean, this is literally the only bike I could ever remember, like, in the history of my life. I'm 44 years old. This is, like, for whatever reason, this is, like, sticking in my brain. I mean, we got the bonus question. I'm going to say 1981 YZ80.
Rad Rob, I have to tell you that you have answered absolutely correct. And you have been to be best friends with the Ocho.
Yes!
We would have accepted. Everyone, hold on. We would have accepted 1981 YZ80. We also would have accepted 81 YZ80. Either way, the Rad one gets it. I'm unmuting you, Ocho.
Would somebody unmute me? What the frig?
How excited are you, Ocho?
Yes. Yes, Rob, you way to go. Way to go.
I just beat Brent Allen. Unmute.
You guys have to unmute. I'm screaming. How the frig? Dude, he just like made a freaking, he made a math problem out of this. Why are you, we're going with this.
Get it. This is awesome, Rob. This is awesome, Rob.
We did it, Ocho.
Congratulations.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ocho, grand prize winner of Who Wants to Be My Best Friend, brought to you, of course, by the Rad Turtles Podcast. He gets to be best friends with the man himself, Rad Rob. You guys get to both change your Twitter usernames to show that you are best friends with one another. You get a personalized, signed Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast t-shirt. Make sure to email Rad Rob what you wanted to say.
Oh, he's going to get an email, all right. Don't worry.
And, of course, don't forget, a signed 8x10 of Rad Rob for each member of your family. That is outstanding. I wish I lived with you, Ocho.
I just built my family, so don't worry. It's only going to be one.
Now, Mike, I heard you.
How did this happen?
Mike, I heard you mention a consolation prize. Something for a guy like me as the runner-up, which I'm happy to take.
Look, I know. I can tell you're upset. This is a tough day.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, you can tell he's upset, and you're not going to go away empty-handed. We have great parting gifts for you here on Who Wants to Be My Best Friend. It's pretty much that. We didn't have a lot of money left over, but we will try. If this makes you happier, we're going to give you, as our parting gift six, we have an all-expenses-paid 4-day, 3-night round trip for two to the beautiful Las Vegas. First-class airfare provided by Delta. Come fly the friendly ties. And you will be staying at the luxurious Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Penthouse Suite. And you will be receiving $5,000 in playable chips.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, wait a second, this is what I'm talking about.
That's a perfect consolation prize for the runner-up. Ocho, congratulations. You and Rob,
Ocho, you really are
friends.
The winner here.
I'm going to be having a great time on Rob and his team. Thank you, Rob. Man, I feel good. What a game show. Thank you, Rob.
You know, Vegas is a hotbed for COVID, by the way. Are you sure you got these prizes like in the right order? Shouldn't Radical Romero and I just go to Vegas together since we're new best pals?
No, you got each other's friendship. I need something too, Ocho.
Yeah, these are. I mean, look,
we could have sent you Snapchats or something from Vegas.
I'm hurting inside right now.
Ocho, you are the true winner here, and I don't want you to be a sore winner. Six was feeling bad, so we had to give him what we had in our prize package bag. It was just lying around.
Sloppy seconds. I'll take it.
Yeah, it's the first thing
I
pulled
out. I mean,
it's
not like a sore winner, but I mean,
you sure sound like it, Ocho.
The term winner's awfully skewed right now.
Ocho, do me a favor.
I'm shaking right now. I could bench press 808 pounds right now. So now that means he would have gotten another answer right. I'm screwed anyway.
Ocho, give your new best friend a compliment.
There you go.
Say something nice about your new best friend, Ocho.
Oh, man alive. You give great consolation prizes on your game show.
It was okay. I mean, it was something. We had to give him something.
I get it.
I mean, it's not the best, but I'll take
him being a West Coast guy. I get it. Makes sense.
Say something nice about Ocho. Come on, give him a compliment.
And don't give me the whole mask thing because we're beyond that now. We're best pals now. You better know something besides my damn motorcycle that you had no idea what it was.
I've been waiting for this moment. It's almost like the World Series. You know how they have like T-shirts and hats and all printed out for both teams because they don't know who's going to win. So. I obviously planned a speech, you know, for both you guys, but deep down inside, I really hope that Ocho would be the one because I just feel like I have a better connection with Ocho. Remember the tribute video and all that. So, I mean, the seeds were planted early on.
That's true. That was kind of psychotic. That's true.
Yeah, but that sounds a little skewed already. Now, it sounds like there's some collusion going on here.
Well, Rob and Mike did make up. Who knows what kind of conversation they've been having.
There's another thing there, Ocho, in the grand prize. I was just handed this by Rob's people. In the contract you signed, it says here you also get a 10-day vacation. Rob gets the vacation. He's staying 10 days at Ocho's house. This is incredible.
So you get a kind of
a vacation also. You have someone coming to your house, Ocho, to vacation at your residence. This is going to be lovely.
Rob putting a cot in his bedroom, or are they going to split?
We're doing bunk beds. Now,
that's what I thought.
Can we do karate in the garage?
We have sheds, buddy. It's more than that. Don't you worry.
Now, hold on. One more thing. Can we do bromance with? Can I be on bromance with you and Vince?
No. You're not allowed on that show. No. That's right. Actual show. We're not. No, don't be. We're not there yet.
Can I be part of the skit? Like at the end? Like,
no, you can hold the camera, maybe just so you. But you're on the other side. I mean, baby steps. Right. Rob. You got one question right out of 88. I mean, now all of a sudden we're freaking.
Now he's trying to call the shots, Ocho.
Yeah, like,
you don't want to call the shots, Ocho. You're leading that.
You're like my freaking ex already. Like she comes in, she moves in, she takes all my stuff, throws my shit out, and all of a sudden my name's not even on the mailbox anymore. Jeez.
I was going to end out the show and give you back hosting duties there. Rob.
I mean, I didn't get to compliment him.
That's a good point. Absolutely. I'd love to hear this love connection.
Right. Besides, you're going to be staying at my awesome house.
Ocho, you complete me.
That's beautiful.
That is a little touch. Maybe this ain't so bad. I'm going to need a minute.
I literally just got choked up like that.
It's not bad. I mean, I dig old movies like that. So maybe we can make this work. But I need time to digest this.
You're going
to Vegas. You're going to be seeing tits and showgirls there.
Yeah, I am.
Who's going to watch your cats? You might want to stay home and give me the tickets.
Rob, can you come out and watch the cats while I go to Vegas?
I mean, are the trips coinciding?
Are they coinciding with him coming to my house and palling around with Ochi?
We'll split them up. I mean, Little likes to be fed multiple times a day. She's getting a little older.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can take care of that for you, buddy.
How many steps do you have in your house?
I just think I lost a little bit of respect for Ocho, though, because honestly, to compare cheap, beautiful, wet breasts in your face with $5,000 of chips in your pocket to a true friendship with another human being is just kind of low. It's kind of low. I thought better of you. I did.
You should never.
Six got the shaft, and you just keep acting like you didn't get anything when you got the best thing.
You're the winner, Ouch. You're the grand prize winner.
Six is going to get the shaft in Vegas, and I'm jealous of that.
And the
fact that you think I can't get lower, I can.
Ocho,
Ocho's been too nice lately.
Ocho, would you be willing to, you know, I take your spot, you take mine? Would you be up for that?
All right, well, let's. Well, I mean, I want to see this in writing. If you can fax it over from our attorneys,
if you two are calling me,
I just wanted to make sure you were interested, but I'm not interested, so that ain't happening.
All right, do I get my hopes up?
Yeah, it's off the table.
You guys are trying to tell me that you don't want to get stuck between the moon and New York City with Rad Rob. I'm sickened. That's what exactly where I would want to be. And Rocho, you're really letting me down.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah, it's.
Don't ever call me Rocho again. That upsets me now.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I was your host, Midnight Mike, of the Who Wants to Be My Best Friend game, which apparently is only going to happen once now. We're going to get canned. We're going to get canceled already. And I had a great time. Thank you, Ocho. Thank you, Grappler Six. And thank you, Rad Rob. Rad Rob, please take over the hosting duties back on the Rad Turtles Wrestling Podcast.
Mike, thank you very much. You did a fantastic job. I appreciate all your hard work. I know you worked tirelessly on this for the last 3 days. I really do appreciate all of your help. You did a fantastic job. You're a great moderator. You kept these guys in check.
Tried. I mean, it's
he called it right down the middle. Right down.
He did.
The middle.
He was impartial.
You know that last question.
These guys are always a handful.
So, Mike, let's do a little. You know what? Keep the rain just for a little bit because I love listening to your silky smooth voice. Let's take a break.
Why don't he be your best friend then?
Hey, pipe down, Ouch. I mean, you're the winner, bro.
All right. Okay. Okay. All right. You're over.
We're gonna take a little break. When we come back, Mike's gonna host a little. This is impromptu, but he's gonna host a little after show party. We'll get some fallout. We'll find out what Six and Ocho really think about what just happened. Let's take a quick break, hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back after this.
All right, we are back in the post-game wrap-up. We're gonna get some locker room thoughts and about the game today. And I'm here with all the guys. And guys, what are you thinking after that amazing battle out there in the elements of the stage with the bright lights? What are you guys all thinking? Ocho Six, Rad Rob.
Does the winner go first? I mean, I don't know.
You are the winner. You are the winner,
Ocho.
Because, again, I just had a good soak. I soaked my head. I had a good shower because that was a battle out there. It was.
Can we clap for Ocho, please? Can we?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
This is what we're doing. We're did I sink a 3-foot putt? Is this a golf clap we're having in right now?
No, I mean, you are the grand prize winner, man.
I just feel it.
You got the big one, dude. The big.
How do you not feel it? This is huge.
I don't know. Maybe
it's monumental.
Is it me? I don't know. I get it. This is a big moment, but I feel like the reward was a little swayed. But I mean, I don't know. I just had a good joke.
If I could have my best friend who's on the show with me, Cal, if I could have him come to my house for 10 days and just. As you know the word bromance it up, I would be in heaven. I mean, a person who cares for you that much, a person who truly cares for you deep down as a best friend. I mean, it's not just like a woman you just want to have sex with, like what the hell.
Well, speaking of, I just had a romance in the shower with one of your Norangonger nymphos, so I think my
89
better than which he still would have got wrong. So I feel a little better. I feel released, let's just say. So but I still because she was like, hey, wait, how come you're the grand prize winner, but like the guy gets the vacation and everything?
You are still on that?
Man, this is a big moment, you know? It's like finding out you're having a kid.
I mean, I know that if we polled the audience of this podcast, I know for a fact that everyone would much rather have a best friend than some crappy, awesome trip.
It's still very new to me. So, I mean, let me gather my thoughts again. Like, maybe I'll go back in the shower. Give me the girl with the bone in her nose, and she needs to rub my back, and then I'll be back in 3 minutes.
She does that better than anybody, the rubbing down. Yeah. No.
I'll send her everything.
Yeah. I think her name is
She's going to loofah my stretch mark real quick that I have in my latissimus dorsi. So, and then,
Rad Rob, what's the matter?
I think Ocho's being very shallow.
Do you want a lady too, Rad Rob? I can send one your way too. I have a nice Swedish broad that everyone likes.
Just wait for her to get in the house, Rob.
Thanks again for listening to the flagship edition of the Red Turtles Wrestling Podcast. Please follow RTW on Twitter at Red Turtles Pod. You can also send us an email at RedTurtlesWrestling@gmail.com. We'd like to thank you for all your support. You've been listening to the Red Turtles Wrestling Podcast, exclusively here on the R&R Podcast Network.